Hello, everybody. My name is Coach Jen, and I'm the director of the Greenpoint Summer Camp in Brooklyn. I'm so excited that you are here today because we have an awesome show ahead of us. Today, we have jokes with Coach Jason and an awesome interview with Michael and Francis Murphy about the history of the Kids in the Game summer camps. And as always, we're ending it with a local business shout out. And today, we're highlighting the Greenpoint Summer Camp location. Woo! Hope you guys stick around for the entire episode and hope you have a great day.
Hi there, and welcome to Jokes with Coach Jason. What type of chair goes to wild concerts? Anyone? Anyone? That's right, a rocking chair! What vegetable do you eat when you want to be very fast? Hustle sprouts! Yes, I heard someone out there in the audience give that answer. Great job! What's a livestock's favorite math tool? Going once, going twice, anyone? There we go, a calculator. Check that one out, a calculator. What do you call a group of grizzlies cracking up together? A barrel of laughs. Get it? Get it? Well, I hope you like my jokes. See you next time.
Hello, everybody. I'm so pumped because this is our first episode of the Countdown to Camp podcast, and I'm sitting here with two incredible people that I'm going to let them introduce themselves because they're going to have a way better introduction than I could ever give. So, Michael and Francis Murphy, if you guys just want to tell everybody who you are, what you do, and your role at Kids in the Game.
Sure. Thanks, Jen. My name is Michael Murphy, and I'm the founder of Kids in the Game, and I'm also the Inwood Camp Director.
My name is Francis Murphy. Full disclosure, I'm married to the founder. kidding aside, I teach, I do after school, I do recess, and then I also do the summer camp. I'm the, sometimes I wear many, oh, of course, I always wear many hats in camp, which we always do. And yeah, that's about it.
Awesome. So they're, I'm just going to tell you that they're being so modest because these people are not only like the head of Kids in the Game, but they are also like, they're teaching classes. They're right there with the coaches. They are doing everything. They're incredible people. And their camp is known as one of the most spirited and awesome camps at Kids in the Game. So thank you guys so much for your work at Inwood too, because it's incredible. So because you know so much about camp, if you want to just tell us, when did the first Kids in the Game camp start?
Sure, yeah. The first Kids in the Game camp started in the summer of 2013. And we actually started the camp with 9 kids. Whew. And so it's amazing to see how much it's grown over the years. But it was interesting because when we first started the camp, we started it as a all-sports camp. And so the thing about an all-sports camp is you're playing sports all day. So you go from tennis to basketball to soccer to flag football. And it was about maybe the third period of the day, I realized there's no way that these students can play sports all day, never mind all summer. And so I went to Francis, and I remember saying, Francis, you know, do we have anything else we can do with these kids? Can you do an arts and crafts project? And so that was kind of how the diversity of the camp program began. Francis started teaching arts and crafts and doing some things with music and dance. And eventually it grew into what it is today.
So you mentioned that you had 9 kids the first summer. How many kids do you average at Inwood each summer?
Yeah, so since then, the last time we ran camp in Inwood, we were off last year due to the pandemic, but in 2019, we had an average of about 150 kids per week.
Whoa, holy cow, that is quite a jump and quite a testament to how much work you guys have put in up there. How many staff members did you start with, and where are you at today too?
Oh, wow. How many did we start with?
I think we had like 5 or 6
wow.
camp members. like Michael was the director, I was the registration, the nurse, the all around, the teacher of arts and crafts. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh
the teddy and gummy counselor as well.
Awesome. So yeah. For those of you listening, our teddies and our gummies, they are our 4 and 5 year old campers going into pre-K and going into kindergarten. Wow, lots of hats. So what do you remember the most about that particular summer in 2013?
Well, that was like the, what do you call this, the jump board for me, like in terms of my being more diverse, because I'm a classical musician by training.
Ah.
But then that year, 2013, that was like the start of my journey to learning how to do tie-dye and at the same time how to teach it, do origami, which I've never done before, and how to teach it.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, this was like a learning experience for me. And I and the thing about that, like Michael sort of like coerced me to do it, but I have no regrets because like, oh, I took it as my own because it's also part of my learning. And then at the same time, like doing registration for camp, we were doing it via Google spreadsheet before.
Oh,
we didn't have Ultra Camp, just so you know. But it was like, oh wow, so everything is from scratch.
Yeah.
And then of course before you run the summer camp, like we have to have the permit. So engaging and like having going to the DOH, meeting with them. Of course, this was like pre-COVID, this was like 2013. So like, how do you work with them? So that was like, wow. And then I was even, then Michael told me, we have to have a fire, what's it called?
You have to be the
fire coordinator. I forgot the exact term, but we have to have that in order for the permit to be given to us, fire inspection. Yep. So I had to take the N95 test from the FDNY. Yes, so I had to. So I told Michael, if I do this, will you promise me that you will take me to ride a fire truck? That was my deal. It has never happened yet. I'm still waiting for it.
This is the summer.
We'll get you on the fire truck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it was interesting back then because, you know, we were all new to the world of camp and the Department of Health and everything like that. And I remember actually on the first year of our Upper West Side location, on the Friday before camp started, was to start week one of year one in Upper West Side, I was in a firehouse at 3 o'clock in the afternoon begging these firemen, please come over to the school because otherwise we wouldn't have been allowed to run camp.
Oh
so it's pretty interesting. It's always, you know, with the DOH, there's a lot of hoops to jump through. Thankfully, Francis does a great job with all the permits and everything. I think also one of the coolest things about year one for us was a lot of camp traditions were born.
Yeah.
And so that was the first year that we had the luau. And so, you know, at the luau back then, I think we, you know, simply would order Domino's pizza with pineapple and do a hula hoop contest. Now it's really expanded into a whole barbecue where we have team members come up for hot dogs, hamburgers, etc. And it's a really great day. I imagine back then, like, I think the biggest thing was we just wanted to make sure that we're going to retain our campers for the following year. So we just wanted to make sure, and we'd still do the same thing, but when you only have nine kids in week one, and I think we eventually got over 20 by the end of the summer, you just want to make sure that each kid has a special experience. So the other tradition that was born that year, of course, was ice pop. So every kid gets an ice pop at the end of the day.
Mm.
And that was something that my dad taught me when I was growing up as a camp counselor working for him, was like, you know, at the end of the day, if a kid gets an ice pop, he'll be the happiest kid in the world. And so it actually works. The kids have a great time at camp. We get them an ice pop. We do luaus and all sorts of events. But over the years, obviously, those were a couple of year one staples that have remained.
That's awesome. And I know that Francis also mentioned like tie-dye and origami. And those are other things that you can definitely still see in camp today. So it's so cool to see that the roots all of those things started in year one. So that's so awesome that it's still a part of camp. So do you have any favorite stories? It doesn't have to be year one. It could be any year of any time at camp, like your favorite things that happened or just silly things that happened.
Well, Frances and I were recently talking about one that happened, and she can share the story. But we have a camper named Xavier who's actually been with us for 9 years. He started out as a teddy. And the other day when we were in the park at our King FC soccer program, we were reminiscing about how we used to play games with the teddies down on Gaelic Park Field. And, you know, Francis reminded me of a story with Xavier.
Yeah, so I was with the teddies and the gummies. I think this was in the morning. So we were in the park. And then every time we go to the park, the kids always see the Amtrak leave the city, so they would see that, oh, they see what they, okay, they're, it's leaving the city. But then for that particular day, the train was coming back towards the city. So one of the children was saying, "Savior, Savior, the train is backing up." And then when I look at them, like, "What do you mean backing up?" So I had to explain that it's not backing up; it's just returning back to the city. So that's one of those days.
Yeah, yeah, I think for me too, a great story I always remember is year one, day one. So year one, day one, I pulled up, and we used to have a kids in the game car back then, and so we had it filled with equipment, everything that we needed for the summer. I pulled up in front of Good Shepherd School around 7 a.m. Francis was with me. We got out of the car. We took, you know, a couple bags in. About 10, 15 minutes later, I came out and the car was gone.
Oh,
it had been towed. And so there was a sign that said no parking during school hours. So I just figured, well, school's over. It's summer camp. I'll be good. And so that first day of year one might have been the longest camp day we've ever had. Francis and I had to make our way all the way down in the city to Chelsea to collect the car.
Oh,
because it was it was in the impound lot with all of our equipment that we needed for the rest of the week at camp.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Yeah, so quite an adventure. Of course we got the equipment back and we had a fun summer in year one. And then I think my other favorite camp story was in year two, during week eight, Francis and I actually took the week off of camp. And so so we had Ben Shornack was running camp that week, our first ever program manager at Kids in the Game. And Francis and I actually went and got married.
Oh, yeah. My gosh!
So we went and got married during camp. We went out to Las Vegas, and it was a great surprise.
Cool.
And the funniest thing about it was we hadn't told anyone at Kids in the Game that that's what we were going to do.
Oh,
and
my
so
gosh.
When we got back, we were married, and everyone was like, oh, congratulations, guys. And yeah, so that was a lot of fun.
Did they throw a luau for you when you got back?
Oh, we love a luau. I mean, if anyone wants to throw a luau with hot dogs, let me know.
Awesome. So leading into the summer 2021 season, is there anything that you are really excited about for this summer in particular?
Yeah, I'm really excited for this summer with the camp themes, the weekly themes that we have. We've spent a lot of time working on the programming.
Awesome.
And, you know, over the years, our programming every year, I really do feel that it advances and it's top notch as far as that goes as compared to other camps. I mean, I think the kids come and they not only learn sports and arts and dance and all that, but they learn about friendship and making friends, sportsmanship, those lifelong relationships that they have. And we still have campers in Inwood that started in year one, like Xavier, for example, that are back for year nine this year.
Wow.
And so we're really excited. And then, you know, one of the other cool things about the summer camp program over the years is that we've had campers who've become counselors in training and now are counselors at camp. Mm-hmm. And so to really see these students growing up with Kids in the Game has been really great and very impactful.
Wow, that's so cool. What about you, Francis? What are you excited for this summer?
I'm excited to see, it's always like every summer you see these children coming back, and then of course it's amazing, they start as 10, like 4-year-olds, and then when they come back every year, like, oh, they're now in first grade, second grade, third grade, so it's like, oh wow, you know, it's amazing that you see that the progress. And then of course their moms and dads or their families are now sort of like extended families.
Yeah. Wow,
and then when you see them outside or like the train or in the neighborhood, it's like, oh, Michael, Francis, hi. And then, you know, it's so nice.
You guys are Inwood celebrities somewhere.
Yeah, it was funny. We were, and I'll give a shout out to Grandpa's Pizza in Inwood. We were actually in Grandpa's Pizza, and there was a teddy in Grandpa's Pizza, and he said, "What are you doing?" And we said, "Oh, Robert, we're getting a slice of pizza." He's like, "No, but what are you doing? Why?" And like, "Why are you here?" Finally, he said, "Why are you here?" He had seen us at camp for 8 weeks, and so didn't realize that we actually do leave the camp. We have homes that we go to. So shout out to Grandpa's Pizza. Has always been great for us there, right on the corner by Good Shepherd School. But I think one of the things, Jen, that I think both of us are really looking forward to is just returning to some sort of normalcy this summer. With everyone, you know, dealing with the pandemic over the past year, it'll be really great to get back outside and be with the kids and you know, continue our great programming this summer.
Awesome. And also for them to see you guys, because I'm sure that the kids really missed you last year. So always great to see some awesome, friendly faces.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much. I couldn't have asked for a better couple to interview for our first episode. So thank you so much. And everybody else, stick around for the rest of the episode. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
Hey, and welcome to Neighborhood Shoutouts with Coach Pranov, where we offer you some of our favorite places to go around our Kids in the Game camp locations. Today's neighborhood location is our newest camp location, Greenpoint. Greenpoint, Brooklyn is the northernmost neighborhood in Brooklyn. It's a bustling neighborhood full of small businesses and amazing restaurants. When walking through Greenpoint, you can feel the strong community vibes and that everyone who lives there is an amazing, proud resident. If you were to have a perfect day in Greenpoint, there are definitely a couple must-see places to check out. First, start your day at Peter Pan Donuts, who have been a staple in the Greenpoint community for over 60 years. 60 years! Make sure to tell Donna that Kids in the Game sent you. Next, you can cross the street and check out Greenpoint Toys. Who doesn't love a good toy? Greenpoint Toys has been family-owned and operated for over 30 years and has every type of toy you can imagine. This is the perfect place to grab a Frisbee and walk over to McCarran Park and enjoy a lovely summer day. After a full day of Frisbee fun in the park, you definitely worked up an appetite for a sweet treat, and everyone knows the best ice cream in Greenpoint. That comes from Davey's Ice Cream. Known for its incredible variety and awesome flavors, Davey's Ice Cream is the best way to enjoy a hot day in Greenpoint. And do you live in Greenpoint? Make sure to check out our brand new Kids in the Game summer camp located at the Arter School on Nassau Street, conveniently across from McCarran Park.
Well, everybody, that is it for today's episode of Countdown to Camp. I'm Jen, the director of the Kids in the Game Greenpoint Summer Camp. Thank you so much to my special guests, Michael and Francis, for stopping by to tell us all about the Kids in the Game camps, for jokes from Jason, and for Prana for that local business shout out. And I can't wait because it's only 47 days until camp, and we will see you then.